Now to another headache for households as electricity bills look set to rise again. Consumers face a hike of around €29 a year to domestic electricity bills after the Commission for Regulation of Utilities allowed for an increase in network charges, adding that the grid needed annual investment to provide safe and resilient supply of service. Last year, the fees went up by around €100. Recently, Flowgas blamed network charges for increasing electricity prices by 7%, which included passing on what it said was 21% rise in network charges last year to its customers, which came into effect from earlier this week. The latest increase will come into effect from October 1st. And for more on all this, Dara Cassidy, Head of Communications at bonkers.ie, joins us now in studio. Dara, good morning.
Good morning.
So this does come hot on the heels of health insurance hikes, another cost for consumers, and they're being hit directly.
For sure. And unfortunately, we're at the time of year now where energy bills do become a concern for people again. We've had a reasonably good summer, but now that we're heading into autumn, the lights start going back on. And soon enough, unfortunately, the heating will be going back on as well. But this increase in fees for investing in the grid was expected, but it comes on the back of, wholesale prices, which are also going up as well. And at the moment, electricity prices are still around 70 to 80% where they were only a few years ago. Gas prices are around double what until recently would have been considered normal levels. And the fear is that we're going to see more price increases as a result of these increase in network charges.
So the expectation really, Flowgas have upped their prices, others are really likely to follow.
I think so, because even though this is only a relatively small increase, as you said, it's only €30 a year if it were to be passed on. Now it's up to supply to decide themselves whether or not they pass on these charges. But most of them do, as it's a cost of doing business. But it comes on the back of a €100 increase, as you said, last year. And the CRU, the energy regulator, has already flagged that there'll be further increases over the coming few years. So it's pulling upward pressure on prices, and also wholesale prices still remain really, really high. So the wholesale cost of electricity is still around double normal levels. And then unfortunately as well, it does look as if there won't be any energy credits that are going to be paid this winter, so we'll all be paying a lot more for our energy. And until recently, suppliers hadn't really responded to these. I mean, Flowgas did increase its prices on Monday. SSE Electricity increased its prices actually back in April, but the main suppliers like Electric Ireland, Energia, Bord Gáis Energy didn't respond. But I'm fearful that they will, unfortunately, over the coming weeks.
Now, the frustration really here is that electricity prices are already among the highest in Europe. I know you mentioned the wholesale prices, but the government will come under pressure to provide some support, even if it's targeted, you'd imagine.
For sure. And look, they say a week is a long time in politics. The budget doesn't take place until the 7th of October. So a lot could change until then. They will come under pressure. And of course, we need to remember that recent CRU arrears statistics show that record numbers of people are behind on their bills. Around 25% of households are in arrears on their gas bills. 13 to 14% of customers are in arrears on their electricity bills. I think potentially, though, it'll need to be a more targeted measure. Whether or not the government is able to do that, I don't know.
So you think electricity credits then would be the ideal offset to these increasing
potentially
fees?
For some people, but I'm not sure if I'd use the word ideal. The problem with the credits, whilst they were very, very handy and they definitely helped people cope with high prices, they got paid to everyone. And whilst I'm sure we all welcomed the money, there were some people who didn't necessarily need it. But also, you do have to wonder, you know, if the ESB and Airgrid, who look after the grid, are saying we need billions in investment, and then the government is hiking, or the CRU is hiking these network charges, if we then get paid credits, but then we also have to suffer these higher network charges, you could kind of argue, should the government not just be giving the money directly to ESB networks, to invest in the grid in the first place?
And Dara, just briefly, because if everyone's putting up their costs, shopping around mightn't look as beneficial, but it still is important to do a bit of homework and research.
Absolutely. I really cannot overemphasize this enough to anyone who's listening. There's still really, really good discounts out there to new customers. So if you're prepared to switch, you can get a discount of maybe 20 or 30% on your energy bills for a year. And even if you just switched electricity, that could save you maybe €400 to €500 a year. If you switched also your gas, you're looking at saving even more. And as we've discussed, it looks as if prices may go up. The government doesn't look as if it's going to be paying energy credits. So we're all going to be paying €250 more for our energy this year than we were last year. So this really is the winter and the time when no one should be paying more than they need to, and switching can absolutely help people cope with higher prices.
Okay, Dara Cassidy, thank you so much for speaking to us. We will take a break and we'll be back after with a love story.